Good morning. This is Barbara Dooley. Welcome. A couple of weeks ago, I had as my guest Dr. Deanna Brand, who has written a book, Reluctantly Related, about mother-in-law and daughter-in-law relationships. And I was so interested in this topic that I didn't feel like I had given it the attention that it needed. So I've asked her back to hopefully shed more light on this often strained relationship. Good morning, Dr. Brand, and welcome back.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be back.
Well, you know, we sort of touched on the problems that some mother-in-law and daughter-in-law relationships have, but I wanted to get more into it because it tends to be such a major problem in so many marriages.
It sure is, yes.
Now, here's one question I want to ask you. When a boy gets serious about a girl and introduces her to his family, is there anything that needs to be done or said to maybe open the relationship up on a good beginning?
Well, I think the best thing that both actually I'm going to say the daughter-in-law or potential daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law could do is really just look at the other person as, this is someone who is going to be in my life for a long time, and let me see if I can just create a friendship with her. And you think about friendships, they take a little while to develop, and I think what happens is, as women, we try to force things to happen too quickly, and we need to take our time. So I think if women would just kind of sit back and say, well, let me get to know this person.
Well, I want to talk about some of the characters in relationships.
Okay.
I find this hysterical. Let's talk about the mother-in-law's first.
Okay.
Comfortable Carla.
Okay. Comfortable Carla is one who really is very comfortable in her own skin. And she's the ideal mother-in-law, although they do exist out there. They're not perfect, but they really do know what their new role is in the family. They know that her son has moved on and that she has her place, but it's a different place than what her daughter-in-law is. And so she really knows her boundaries and she knows where she's supposed to be, and she's just makes it really easy for the daughter-in-law.
So she doesn't resent the daughter-in-law now being number one in her son's life.
Correct. She's come to terms with it. She's no longer number one. That's
right.
Probably a better way of saying it.
Right. Okay, let's talk about mothering.
Mothering Margaret?
Yep.
Mothering Margaret is the one who's really struggling with letting go of her son. She really, she sees herself as the mom. She may even see herself as a mom to the daughter-in-law. You know, because, I mean, our kids are always our kids. I don't care how old they get, they're still our kids.
Right.
And so we have a tendency of sometimes keeping them in that role a little bit. And so what happens is the mothering Margarets will come out and say, you know, give suggestions and give ideas, whether they're being asked for those or not. And sometimes that can be taken the wrong way.
Now, here's what I think in my own mind that needs to be, first of all, I think the daughter-in-laws need to know that you really don't want to be their mother. They have a mother.
Well, that's true, but you have to, the way to look at this is it's not just the individual. Now, you have, let's say you have a mothering Margaret there, and then you have a daughter-in-law who would probably be the doubting Donna. She's the one who's a little insecure, a little not comfortable with herself. She's not comfortable in her own skin, second-guessing herself all the time. You put those two together, which typically is what happens, and that's where the explosion happens. Because even if mothering Margaret, let's say, is not trying to be the mom,
mm-hmm.
the daughter-in-law can take it that way, whether she really meant it that way or not.
Mm.
And so that's where it gets a little dicey.
Well, it's for sure that you can't treat daughter-in-laws like you treat your daughters.
Oh, absolutely right. You are correct there. And I think women try to do that, and it is a mistake.
I think it is, too.
Yeah, it is a mistake, because she's not your daughter.
No. Now, another thing, though, that this might be out of the realm of your studies, but do you find that grandmothers cannot treat their sons' children like they can treat their daughters' children?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that's true. I think that's very true, because I think daughters and mothers and daughters and grandmothers, they have a different kind of relationship than you would have with a son.
Right.
And I just think it's a completely different dynamic. So, yeah, I think you cannot treat them the same at all.
All right. Let's talk about the mother-in-law of off-the-wall, Wanda.
Oh, she's the challenge.
Tell me about her.
She is the one who will say the most outrageous thing. She has no care or consideration to what her words may be, you know, affect how they may be affecting you or impacting you. I mean, she's just really self-centered. She's really, it's all about her, and she can't think beyond that. And
wow.
Those are tough ones to deal with. You can deal with them, but they're tough.
All right, so what would be the worst situation for a daughter-in-law that has a mother-in-law like that?
Well, what would happen is she would just want to kind of take over the whole family. And, for example, she might say, you know, you have to come to the family reunion. You have to. And, you know, she may force, and the daughter-in-law and son may feel forced to do that. Or she may talk to the daughter-in-law on the phone and keep her on the phone for like an hour or an hour and a half without even considering what the daughter-in-law may have going on in her life. So it's really just all about her and what she wants and what she needs.
Well, I think I've got two daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws, but I think I had to realize when I saw them the first Thanksgiving trying to eat with me at one time of day and their other parents at another time of day, I went, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to come to my house. I don't need to cook.
Oh, they probably love you then.
I went, I'll just go to your parents' house.
Well, that's a great idea.
So now, let me just say, we have solved all problems. I have all of my in-laws, their children, their grandchildren, we have everybody. So
wow,
nobody has to go anywhere else.
That is phenomenal.
It works.
Yeah, it works. But
right,
but that speaks to a lot about who you are.
Well, I just don't like people overeating. Well, I tell you what, I always enjoy talking with you. Your book is fabulous, related, reluctantly rated. And for those of you that want more information on Deanna and her book, go to our website, www.1340wgau.com. Thanks, Deanna.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And this is Barbara Dooley on News Talk 1340 WGAU.